We are back with our friend Jim McHallion, the president and CEO of the Grand Prix Association of Long Beach. Big news recently, Jim. Congratulations. Champ's relationship with the race is secure. Tell us how that came down.
Well, what we were looking to make a decision with regard to what the future of the Grand Prix was going to be like in terms of the sanctioning body and what kind of event we were going to run here. And obviously, we were considering Champ Car since we have an equity with them having run here for 22 years.
But IRL was interested.
And the IRL was definitely interested, too. And quite frankly, what it came down to was that Champ Car really wanted to stay in this market, and they had invested a lot in the in Long Beach. And
so they liked you so much, they bought you.
So to guarantee their future here, they went out and said, what's it going to take to Dover? And Dover came up with a price, and they met that price. And now Champ Car actually doesn't own the Grand Prix Association, but it is through an affiliated partnership with the two of the owners of Champ Car, Kevin Kalkoven and Jerry Forsythe.
And these are multi-billionaires with deep pockets.
They're very, very wealthy individuals. So they've not only assured the existence of the Grand Prix and as a Champ Car venue, but also they will have the resources to make it even grow in the future.
And everyone recognizes that you and your team run the best city race in America. And they might call upon your expertise to replicate that in other cities.
Well, one of the things we bring to them is a very experienced staff. And what we've offered them is the opportunity to take the expertise that we have here and to replicate it in other venues, wherever they're going to go and wherever it makes some sense. And they obviously are enthusiastic about taking us up on that opportunity.
So the 2006 Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach is now assured as a Champ race the weekend of April 7th through 9th. So soon it'll be early enough to get your tickets.
Yeah, and one of the advantages of the way this actually culminated was the fact that, quite frankly, we've known the Champ Car family for a long time. As I said, they've run here for 22 years, and so we're very familiar with their operation, and they, vice versa, are very familiar with us. And so, in many ways, it's going to make the transition a lot easier because we're just going to basically, you know, continue to carry on doing what we do best, which is promoting not only the event, but the city that hosts it, the city
Absolutely.
Of Long Beach.
Well, as you know, one of my favorite parts of the weekend is the pro celebrity race, and one of the celebrities racing this past year was Aaron Pearsall, and I got his autograph, but I had earlier gotten a picture of Aaron Pearsall when he was here for the swim trials, setting the backstroke record here in Long Beach at the beautiful Charter Digital, all-digital stadium. And so I asked him when I saw him for your race, so which did he like, swimming or racing? But he said he loved racing. And you may recall that we were
there. We were
there, the Bobbsey twins.
We showed
at
up
the
in
swim
the
trials,
same attire, and it was a fabulous event too. It really has created an added attraction here as far as the city of Long Beach is concerned. And I mean, quite frankly, if they can do it on the right economic and financial standing, it would be great to be able to conduct more of those in the future.
And I know the Hispanic audience has become increasingly important in racing, and Takati has really stepped up as a major sponsor, and to show you that I go the extra mile for your sponsors, Jim.
So, was that really a tough assignment or not? All right, tell us the truth. It's a tough job.
Someone has to do it.
I'm glad you're not only helping our sponsors, but you're having a good time
there
while
you
you're
go.
Doing it.
So, there you go.
But Takati, Toyota, obviously, has been one, you know, a major sponsor and partner for us over the years, and we're now going to go back and talk to Toyota about retaining their relationship and even expanding on it in the future. And we'll go back and talk to Takati and AAA and a number of the other sponsors who have been here for a long time, because now there's clarity with regard to where the event is going, and we're asking them to come back on board and join with us as we go into the future.
Well, a lot of our viewers, I'm sure, have been to the race, but for those that haven't, let's take a look at the closing 30 seconds of the race this past April.
Actually, this was one of our better races. We had on-track passing, we had Tracy, we had Junker, and we had Bourdais. And this is actually the last lap as Bourdais comes around down the backside on Seaside Way and makes the transition through the Turn 10 area there. And he gets up to the famous hairpin turn up in Turn 11 back onto Shoreline Drive. And this marks the first time that Sebastian Bourdais has come across as the winner of our race. And, of course, he is the reigning champion of the series. So he has a bright future ahead of him. And we're delighted that he came here and won the race here this year.
There you go. And, you know, those games they have in the arcades really simulate the look of being in a race car with the turns and everything.
Yeah, it does, except that when you crash into the wall, it isn't nearly as impactive as it is when you're down on Shoreline.
Now, you added drifting this year, which I know was very exciting, and is that coming back, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It created a tremendous hit amongst all of our fans, young and old alike, and in addition to that, we had freestyle motocross here, we had a go-kart track we set up inside the outside on top of the arena parking garage. We had two concerts, both Friday and Saturday, and both of them were met with a great deal of acceptance. So we're just looking forward to adding some additional elements here next year to make it even more exciting.
Now, I know the profitability was down this past year, and maybe there was because of some of the uncertainties as far as fielding all the teams, but now that you're set up with two multi-billionaires behind you, do you think some of the sponsorship dollars and cars are going to start to flow back from IRL?
Well, I think what's going to happen is these gentlemen here are going to invest a lot more into the promotion and the sponsorship of the entire series, and that will obviously have a benefit to us as well as the other promoters on the schedule. In addition to that, as there's more solidification with regard to their role in running Champ Car, that'll all help to quiet some of the concerns that people have and recognize the fact that it is a very dynamic series and it has a very great.
I think Long Beach was the first race this year of the series.
Yes.
Is that good or bad for Long Beach, and will it be the first race this
year? I prefer it's not, and we've talked to them about that. We prefer to be second or even the third race of the year, preferably following another domestic race, because by the time you get to Long Beach, they've got some things ironed out and everybody's pretty well rolling.
Yeah.
And plus, we have some pre-event promotions that help to establish some additional interest in a race. So, yes, we would like to be other than the inaugural part of the season.
Well, my birthday often falls on your race weekend, but not again next year as it wasn't this year, but it's close enough to embrace the birthday month, and it's always a great party for Long Beach. I mean, as you pointed out innumerable times, it's an excuse for a party.
And you know what? Not only that, but it showcases all that Long Beach has to be proud about. And so much of what people see, not only when they come to the race, but see on television, both nationally and internationally, is that beautiful setting and the downtown and the marina. And it just makes a tremendous image that people can then translate into coming to town and taking advantage of the assets that it has to offer.
Well, thank you for again joining us, Jim. We'll see you next April.
And thank you, Art, for all your assistance. You've really been great in terms of promoting not only the event, but the city. You've done a tremendous job.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. Be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and other fine sponsors. Support the quality sponsors who support Straight Talk.